On page 6, we have some important distinctions about taking responsibility for your goals. As we said before, the important thing is that you take 100% responsibility for the achievement of your goals. That includes goals where you're working with other people on the goal, or other people are doing things to contribute towards the goal. So you don't have to do all of the work on the goal, and you do have to take 100% responsibility for the achievement of the goal. If you've asked someone to do something that contributes towards your achievement of the goal and they don't do it, you have to take responsibility for that. Either get them to do it, or get them out of the picture and get somebody else in to do the job for you. You do have to take responsibility though. 100% responsibility for the goal, even if all of the action isn't yours. And when you take 100% responsibility for achieving your outcome, and you're willing to do it all by yourself if you have to, then you won't have to. But to the extent that you're not willing to do it all by yourself, you will have to, or you just won't be able to achieve your goal. One of the things that I've discovered is that when you don't take 100% responsibility for achieving your outcomes, you're not working magic. You're playing with luck. Sometimes you achieve it, sometimes you don't. And what we're really talking about here is, how do you consistently achieve your goals? How do you consistently achieve your goals as if by magic? There is one benefit, though. The only benefit of not taking 100% responsibility for achieving your outcomes is you'll always have someone to blame. So take 100% responsibility. Only you can do it. It's your goal.